Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. So someone here today, Keith Mack, is here to set an example for all of us. He's just at a young 21, and he's going to teach us how to communicate with the universe and quickly attract what you want. And April is going to let you know more about Keith in just a minute. I do want to remind you and thank you for subscribing to the channel and turning on the notification bell. We do appreciate that. And also those videos that you have coming in on your, again, every day we're getting more and more videos from you guys about the Hemp Works and how it's really impacting your life, mind, body, spirit. So that's really great. I'm just really just so happy for y'all, really are. So keep it up. And if you haven't already, just go ahead and click on the link and visit our friends over there and see if they can do for you what they have done for us. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. All the awesome things. We love it. We'll never live without it. It's the best. It's truly the Rolls Royce of all CBDs. And I mean, we could just sit there, as you know, talk about CBD all day long, but we have a guest that we have to get to. But let me tell you real quickly how I even found Keith. Somebody on, and thank you for everyone who joins the Telegram group and also the Telegram Spiritual Telegram group and the Spiritual Telegram channel. We sure do appreciate it. And real quick, please do make sure to subscribe to the YouTube / Spiritually Raw, because as you know, YouTube is very, very temperamental lately. So a lot of the shows that you're going to be seeing are going to be posted on the Spiritual YouTube, UGE-tube. So anyway, getting back to how I met Keith, somebody on the Spiritually Raw channel, the Spiritual chat, posted one of your videos, and I watched it and I was like, damn, this guy got it going on. and he looks very young. And next thing you know, I did some research. He's only 21. So I think that's an extraordinary messages that you're delivering at such a young age. I think it's extremely inspiring. So let me give everybody a quick little bio on who you are and where you came from.
Okay.
Keith Mack. So the video that I watched, and I would highly recommend that you can go to his YouTube channel and check them out. The one that I watched is titled How to Communicate with the Universe and Quickly Attract What You Want. Keith Mack, he's a truth seeker. He helps people align with their greatest version through spiritual and personal growth teachings. His YouTube channel is to empower. he's obviously popular too.
Right.
His YouTube channel is to empower, inspire, and help you grow into the ultimate version of yourself. He talks about the law of attraction, spirituality, mindset, metaphysics, relationships, and more. Now, his mission is to reach millions of people and uplift humanity as we shift into a new age on the planet. And he says, and I quote, "Remember, you are the captain of your ship, which means you are in control of the destiny of it."
Right on, everybody. Well, welcome us. Well, join us in welcoming Keith to the show. How are you, my brother?
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right.
Likewise.
It's our pleasure. Welcome here. Welcome. So let's get the audience to get to know you. Hey, we may have found everybody a superstar in the making.
So I think
let's see here. Okay. So your backstory. So how'd you get to, you know, you're pretty young, 21. So bless you on that and really great job on what you're going. But how has this started for you? Like, how long ago has this started for you, this awakening of yours, or, you know, that you can recall from your point?
And real quick, the YouTube channel is new because you have under 1,000 subscribers. So make sure that you go and subscribe to his channel.
Yeah, I really do appreciate that. And it's funny because at the moment I'm manifesting 1,000 subscribers, and I've been doing like marketing on TikTok and stuff like that. And I was like, by the 25th, I'll have 1,000. And so
no question, you'll have 1,000 after this. Done.
And so a little story. So it's funny because on my early journey at about late 16, 17 years old, this is when I really started this whole journey of personal development. And at first, I was just about the money aspect. So I started a couple different businesses, like drop shipping. I did like MLM, and then I did Forex. So I was really about making the money, because in my childhood, wasn't really very blessed financially. And so that was like my main focus. And then actually around the same time, I found about spirituality. And so I started reading a book called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. This is the first spiritual book that I've ever read. And I read it back and forth to this day. And so my journey really started with personal development, building my mindset, mind, body, and then spirit came along after. And so I would say 17 years old, I really started to meditate. I've been meditating every single day since I was, I would say, about 17 years old. Been practicing yoga since then. And I've really dove deep into the spiritual aspects of life. And so up until I was about 20, which is about a year and a half ago, some change, I was the last thing I was doing with business was trading Forex. And so that's like the foreign exchange market. And I knew that really wasn't what I wanted to do. I knew that wasn't who I was called here to be. Was just a Forex trader. Now, of course, that's something I may get back into later on, but that's not something I want to be seen as, because I have so much potential and I don't want it to just go sitting in charts all day, you know, trading the foreign exchange market. And so I realized that I was very passionate about just becoming your greatest version, whether that's with relationships or whether that's in business or just in life. And so I was always very, very self-motivated, whether it was around my family, friends, or whatever the case may be. If you ask anybody, whether it's my mother or my uncle, they'll tell you that I was like the blue in a crowd of red. And so I would say at 20 years old, I started to ask myself, what is it that I need to start doing to truly experience prosperity? Right, like financial abundance, and most importantly, impact. Because I was like, okay, the business is cool and everything, but I believe that I can find a different way to do this and allow it to be more enjoyable. And so I remember one evening I went outside, and which I usually do every night. I went outside, I was looking up at the sky for about 5 minutes, and I asked myself, I would say I asked my higher self. All I said was, what is it that I need to do to experience massive amounts of abundance in my life? And all I heard was, be of service to humanity. Mm-hmm. And that's when my spiritual journey started. That's when I started to look within. That's when I started to speak to that. Yeah, because I mean, that was like a life turning moment. Yeah, you know what I mean? And so when that happened, I started looking for something that I can do, whether it's gonna write a book, start a blog, or start a YouTube channel. And then I started the YouTube channel. And then February of 2020, I had my spiritual awakening. Crazy, crazy experience.
Do tell. Man.
So for literally like a good 7 days, I was depressed. I lost my sense of memory. And of course, I wanted to go back home. And so if you're really like into spirituality, when you go through a spiritual awakening, you awaken to this newer state of consciousness, not really new, but new to the human mind, right? Mm-hmm. And so I awakened to this new state of consciousness, and then I began to realize my true origin, which was that of the spirit realm. And then I was like, man, I don't want to be here anymore. Like this planet is like horrible. I want to go back home. And so I was just experiencing these emotions that I usually don't experience on the regular basis. I was like, this is not me. And then I asked myself, well, who is you? Then that's when things got a little bit deeper. And then ever since then, I've been aligned with my soul's purpose on YouTube since, what, a year now, speaking about my spiritual awakening and learning more about the, you know, the spiritual path. And of course, developing when it comes to mindset because that's where I started at. And so that brings me to where I'm at today.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I mean, it's really inspiring. And I hope that other people are watching, you know, how you're getting through this at such a young age. And I did want to ask you, which you already answered when you talked about wanting to go home. You were actually not taught. You were talking about back home, home as in the,
galactic universe,
the ethereal home, if you would. So tell us a little bit about your, if we can get to know you from your spirit a bit, if we could. So tell us about your guiding driving force. What are you tapping into that's helping guide you? Do you consider it your higher self? Is it maybe an external guide with a name, as some people call it, or what's given you your direction day by day?
I would say my higher self.
It is your higher self.
Yeah, I don't believe that there is anything. At a point in time, there was something external that was giving me that drive, which was, I would say, like my family, just the situation we were in. But as I started to move into more of like my heart space, I was like, okay, you know, if I can be guided by something else, everything else will just fall in place. And I won't have to worry about the situation we may be in, you know, financially as a family in the household. So I would say my higher self, yeah.
What's your interpretation of God, goddess, as you see it or know of it?
I believe that we're all gods experiencing itself in human form. I believe God is, of course, in today's society, is perpetuated as some external thing that is separate from us. But as I've gone along my journey, when we talk about this idea of God and we start to look within, we realize the same aspects within that we believe to be without.
The same aspects within that we believe in. Okay. All right. Okay. So I want to ask
take
you,
that one step further.
Yeah. Go a little bit deeper with that one, if you could.
So what I believe, I actually was speaking to someone about this before, you know, they messaged me and they were like, what do you believe God is? And as I've learned throughout times, just being alone throughout times, doing research and looking within, I've realized that we look at God as like this higher power, which it is, but I also believe that we are simply extensions of that higher power. I believe that we are all gods. We are just not aware of it. And so what I mean by we have those aspects within, when we speak of God, we speak of this like extraordinary power who controls everything, who does everything, who has everything, who can meet your needs anywhere, anyhow. The reason I started saying on my YouTube channel is you are the captain of your ship is to empower people to remember that God-like essence within. And so
what do you think, Keith, are the steps that, because there's a lot of people coming out now talking about how you're believing right now and just really taking control, helping take control back of your life. What do you think, though, is the steps that one can take to really start to access that from your perspective, how you see it? Like, what are the steps that you take to say, okay, well, look, if I am God, if I'm a version of God here on this earth and I can co-create. So what are the steps that you take right now to bring out that godliness in you?
You mean also about meditating in the morning? Because I'm interested in what you do in the morning, too.
So, yeah, I'll give you my morning routine. So usually when I wake up in the morning, as of lately, I've been getting up about 6-7 o'clock. And first thing I do, I meditate. Of course, after brushing my teeth, washing my face and everything. But meditation is like my priority. I believe meditation is a way of life. But of course, throughout our day, we're busy, whether it's at work or whether it's a business meeting or whatever it may be. Most of the time, our attention is in the external world. And so I believe whether it's 15 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, time alone to yourself to look within and get insight is essential for the well-being of our mind, of our body, of our spirit. After that, I usually practice yoga for about, I would say, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the day. And then depending on the day, I may read or I may practice breath work. As of lately, I've been practicing a lot of breath work. And then I'll start to get into my day. So my morning routine is not too crazy, but has a lot of things that I have to make sure I do. Like there's days where in the past I was short on time And I will meditate for like 5 minutes just because I have to have that time to myself. Now, to answer Jay's question, me personally, the way I connect to that God-like essence is just by asking and then surrendering. I believe that a lot of people, especially in this day and age, a lot of people tell you to look without and read this book, read that book. And that's what I was doing for a little while, right? I was trying to read all these books, do all this research, but I've learned that we have all the answers within. And so when it's time for me to connect to that power, to that energy, I look within. Meditation is one of the most powerful ways that I do that, because when I meditate, I just connect to something higher than me, and I can hear it speak to me. And so for anybody watching, if you're kind of like looking at me like this guy is crazy, I want to let you know, as you start to look within, you'll start to realize a lot of things that you've never realized before. And ask. That's the most important thing, is ask for guidance. Then eventually you'll start to hear, whether it's God, your higher self, spirit, guides, whatever you want to label it as, you'll start to hear them, or you'll start to hear it speak to you. And just surrender and be guided to it, be guided by it.
Do you ever find that there's a, I think there's actually, it's happening more so even now, that there's a split between either you believe, people believe they are God, or they're higher, tapping into their higher self, or the complete opposite, they think it's sacrilegious to say, how dare you think you're God?
So I actually asked that myself, because I thought it was like an egotistic idea to believe that you're God. Mm-hmm. But we were made in the eye of God. I mean, we are perfect. Beyond this ego structure, our spirit, our essence, is that of God consciousness. It's just about realizing that. Now, the reason most people are trained to think that way from a religious aspect is because that's what they've been taught, right? Our environment creates what we believe. And so when you grow up as kids, you're in a church or wherever you may be, you're around people who's telling you these ideas. Because if not, then you would ask yourself, you'd be curious about that yourself. But I believe in some aspect, we've all grown up around religious parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever it may be. And that religion is placed on us. But I believe that religion is restriction to who we truly are. And I don't talk about that as much, but I believe religion is just another form of control of mind. Because when you go beyond religion, you start to tap into different ideas that religion doesn't accept. But most people are not willing to do that because, you know, they don't like their beliefs to be challenged.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in the concept of good versus evil, dark versus light?
I believe in complete oneness. I believe that is, I mean, when we are at a third dimensional level of consciousness, I believe that is a thing. But when we go beyond this level of thinking, I believe it's all one, right? Like if we look at the yin yang symbol, it's all one. And so of course, light cannot exist without dark. Bad cannot exist without good. But if we're looking at these things as dual opposites, then we will place judgments on these things. But when we look at them as one, then we can see them from a different perspective.
So if you believe that God is within, mm-hmm. and we are gods and goddesses incarnate in human form, would we also similarly be the devil or the demonic side in human form?
So it's funny. I made a video about this on TikTok. But I believe that the devil is just an idea. It's a state of mind. We create that inner hell. We create that inner heaven. And so when I speak of us being extensions of that God-like consciousness, if you don't realize it, then more than likely you're the opposite. Because you're in a state in which you are not in realization that you are love. And what's the opposite of love? It's hate or it's fear. Mm-hmm. And so really, I believe it's just a state of mind. Both of them are states of mind, states of consciousness that we can enter.
Do you think there was anything to the fact of, actually, I want to ask you a question. So yesterday I was talking to somebody and one of the things they were saying to me is they were upset. And they said, you know, I'm really mad at God. I still talk to him, but I'm really mad at God. And they looked up like this, just like this, with the finger pointing up. How would you have responded to that statement?
I would say, what are you pointing to? I mean, that's the thing. To go back, we are taught to look at God as something outside of us, mm-hmm. to be mad at something outside of us rather than taking responsibility for it. And looking within. And so if anybody would have did that around me, I would have said, how about you look within?
Mm-hmm.
And seek that inner guidance? Because like I said, I don't believe God is anything outside of us. When we look at God as something outside of us, we're placing a responsibility, or we're giving up our responsibility, I should say.
Or
and
power.
I'm big on being responsible for everything. Mm-hmm. Even if it's something that you see, you feel like it's something that you can't control. One of the most important things I learned when I first started this journey is take responsibility for everything. No matter how crazy, how out of hand it may be, take responsibility for everything. Because when you do that, you can learn from it and grow from it.
Now, do you believe in the philosophy of totally what you said, but is there some type of external force from your perspective that is helping guide you along the path that you are trying to achieve or attain?
100%. I believe so. I believe it's like the parent-child idea, right? Your parents are usually guiding you down this path, but of course you have free will. You can do what you would like. But to answer your question, 100%, I do.
On the Great Awakening, you said there are four tips to not get left behind. What are your four tips?
So if I remember correctly.
Okay. It can be two or three.
the one of the first tips I would say is to remain in high vibration. And what I mean by that is, I actually did a video yesterday on that, on raising your vibration. But as we're transitioning into this new age, the energy is getting a lot lighter, right? And we're raising our consciousness. Yeah. And now I believe that there's a split that's going to happen, or that's going on at the moment, right? A split in which those who are actually taking care of their mind, body, spirit will not only start to manifest things a lot easier, but they'll experience a lot more harmony. The people who's not doing that may have some trouble. And so one of the first tips I would say is to find different practices, whether it's meditation, qigong, breath work, jogging, running, working out, whatever it may be. Find something that's going to help you stay in high vibrations. Because as we move into this new age of energy, it's going to be very important for you to maintain a high vibration. That's one. Now, two, I would say, is practice meditation. That kind of goes hand in hand with the first one. But if it was one piece of advice I would give to anybody, is to find a practice of meditation. It doesn't have to be sitting down, cross-legged, you know, and on the ground and wherever it may be. Practice meditation. And the reason I imply that is because it's inevitable that when you practice meditation, you'll start to become more creative. You'll start to tap into something higher than you. And I mean, it's profound. I mean, there's a lot of studies that's done on the benefit of practicing meditation. It's something that I can't really explain in totality. But on the simplest form, find a practice of meditation. That's two. Three I would say is change your environment.
Mm.
One of the key things. Now, I don't have too many friends. I'm looking to build a tribe here very soon. But a lot of people are around just bad energy. Mm-hmm. And around people who are disempowering, who doesn't have visions for themselves, or who is always talking about other people, about negative things. And as the saying goes, you are the five people that you hang around, or the nine people that you hang around.
Yep.
And so if you want to make sure that you don't get left behind during this great awakening, either drop your friends or start to add more people to your friend group. I know it's very hard to do. It's something I had to do at the beginning of my journey, but it's very, very important, because if you're around people who's always negative, who doesn't have any visions, who's going to the club, who's sleeping, eating chips, having a bad diet, it's going to influence you in a huge way. And so I encourage you to either drop your friends or just add new friends to the group, and eventually the other people will start to fade away. And so environment.
You know, it's interesting. A miraculous thing starts to happen when you start coordinating all the little tidbits that you just said, that the universe will do it for you.
Yeah.
And then 100%. sometimes you're kind of like, I wasn't ready to let go of that yet. And they're no, you really were. It's time now.
Right. You have to. No, there's no holding on out. You got to go.
Right.
So, everything appears to be moving at, do you notice this too? I mean, everything when you're in the ride, but it does appear to be moving at mock speed.
Yeah.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. You know, just kind of pops like that. Before we get to the spiritual trap, number four, what would be the fourth one there?
The fourth one, I would say, I'm going to give you a good one, because there's a lot of different things that you can do. Diet. Mm-hmm. Diet is something I've been focusing on a lot. I plan on doing like a 7-day fruit juice cleanse very, very soon. But diet is key as we enter into this new age. I've been vegan for, I would say, 10 months now, actually a little bit after I started my YouTube channel. And so I don't force veganism on people, but I do encourage you to find a healthy balance. Okay, of course, it'll be a great idea to go vegan, but that's not for everybody. And so I believe I encourage people to look within, just like I look within, right? I believe that going vegan was just a part of my soul's purpose. And so it just happened naturally. One minute I was eating meat, the next I was vegan. It didn't take a week, 2 days, 3 days. It just happened.
Pretty much me, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm not vegan.
You cut it down. I've cut it down so
a lot.
Much.
Like 90%.
And it literally, because I was on him for years about, really shouldn't, you got to start. And he'd be like, And then one day,
the drive thru's open.
Yeah, the drive thru's
right,
open.
Right. Yeah, let's stop here.
Yeah. And then something just clicked. And now it's like once every 2 weeks, maybe you'll have like a meatball or whatever, but nothing in comparison. To and even me personally, I never really ate meat other than a meatball here and there, but chicken I don't even like the word chicken, but even now the thought about it kind of just it's like gives me the willies.
yeah mm-hmm.
Do you you talk about spiritual traps that people must avoid? What are they?
And so this is a huge one, because I think I've posted like 2 or 3 videos on my channel that kind of blew up, and it's kind of like what traps? No, I don't want to be in a trap. Let's click on this really quick. But when we get into spirituality, I think there's a couple different things that we must avoid on our spiritual journey. And I'll start with the first one is spiritual ego. I think this is something that everybody goes through. When I personally started my spiritual journey, an egotistic idea that I'm meditating and that I know all this different stuff that you don't know. And I think this is something that can, it can trap you in a negative loophole, I would say, because when you start to learn all these different things, whether it's the stuff that's going on with the elite or the cabal, or you're starting to meditate and you use this for your ego. I'll give you a quick story. One of my friends, no longer friends, but she was telling me a story about one of her friends that started meditating. And he went over to her house and he was just bragging about how he was meditating and how it has all these different benefits and how he's so superior because he meditates. And in all actuality, spirituality is about transcending this egotistical idea of who we are. And so if you're getting into spirituality for it to build your ego, you're getting into spirituality for the wrong reason. And so that's a trap that we must be aware of, because if you're using spirituality for your ego, then I would say you're not very spiritual. The second thing is something I actually learned a couple months ago about was spiritual bypassing. Now, this is a huge one.
That's a new one on our list. We've heard a lot. I haven't heard about spiritual bypassing.
Yeah. So spiritual bypassing is this idea that we use spirituality to bypass our true reality, to bypass the emotions that we're feeling, the beliefs that we have, and the actions that we're taking. And so most people, when they get into spirituality, they learn about light, love, bliss, harmony, and all these things, which is beautiful, right? But spirituality is about the integration of both dark and light. And so when we start to integrate that dark side of us, the side of us that doesn't really get shown to the world, then I believe we truly become spiritually integrated. There was a saying that, it wasn't a saying, but it was a quote that it had like a picture of three faces. And then I believe someone created out in like Japan, but it was a Japanese saying that we have three faces. One of them we show to the world. The other one we show to like our close friends, our loved ones. And the other one we don't show to anybody, like just ourselves. And so when we get into spirituality, we use all these different spiritual concepts to bypass our true emotions. And so we want to feel high vibrational all the time, which is, I believe, a state that you can get to. But if you're just getting into spirituality, it's important that you deal with the shadow side. You deal with the stuff that you need to deal with, the trauma and the depression and all these emotions that you have yet to overcome. And that, I believe, that's more important than the first one, because if you can pay attention to this idea of spiritual bypassing, you'll realize that you are bypassing spirituality in totality if you're using spirituality for your ego. So I kind of just intertwine one and two. But that's the second one, is spiritual bypassing. The third one, I gotta remember. What is the third one? Do you guys remember?
I didn't watch that one.
No.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've had like 8 different concepts and a couple of different videos.
Yeah, no worries.
So, getting a lot of downloads. That's good.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. It really is. You're getting downloads. Mm-hmm. That's all good. While that'll come back to you. So I want to get into law of attraction from your perspective, Keith, and how to manifest like a god. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And so to go back to what we were speaking about earlier, it's just the idea that we are all gods and we have that power to create within us. And so how to manifest like a god, that was like the simplistic idea that's sort of complex also, but it's just realizing that we're an extension of Christ consciousness and we have that power to create within us. And so when it comes to the law of attraction, I actually was writing a email up the other day, and I was talking about how when the movie The Secret came out, and it was talking about these vision boards and affirmations and all of this different stuff that is good to use. But the idea that a lot of people got from this is that's all you have to do. Right. And they believe that, oh, I can just put up a vision board on my wall, say some affirmations in the morning, and then go on about my day.
Mm-hmm. Or think about it.
Yeah, which is not going to create the results. Right. And so even to this day, a lot of people are doing that. And that's why I'm going to start speaking more about that on my channel. But I was doing some, I found this book from this guy named Ivan Antic. I don't believe he's alive anymore, but in the book, he had this idea of a tetragrammaton, which is, I believe, the Jewish name for God, if I'm not mistaken. But in the book, he was mentioning how we can integrate the elements into the process of manifestation, or in his words, the process of realization. And so to go back to kind of the basics, the law of attraction at its most basic form is you have the desire, you create the vision, you integrate the emotions within the vision, and then you take action, right? And so in many people's process of manifestation, I like to call it that, you may have a vision board. I actually have one on my phone that I made, but you have a vision board, right? I use affirmations most of the time, night and morning, which is important because when you're saying affirmations, you want to make sure that you're not just saying them. I am rich. I am happy. I am healthy. You want to make sure you're saying them with emotion. And so affirmations. And then I believe that as long as you have a vision and you have the burning desire to bring that vision into fruition, as long as you're taking action, eventually that thing is going to materialize. And so it's a matter of having the desire, right? Because that's the base form of any creation, is the desire to create. And then you paint the picture in your mind's eye, and then you take action. Now there's a couple other steps in there, but in all honesty, that's all you need. As long as you have the desire to create, let's say you're trying to manifest a car. You have a burning desire to get this car. You visualize every night or every morning when you get up. You have this car. You're smelling the car. You're in the car. You're driving the car. You have your mom next to you, your boyfriend, your girlfriend next to you. You actually visualize yourself having the car. And then you get out of that state and you take action. Right now, the action part, a lot of people don't get. They believe they can just visualize, say the affirmations, have the desire, and the car is just going to pop up in their driveway, right? And that's the idea that a lot of people have. But what I want to do is help people take the right action, because I believe there is a difference between just action and the right action. I believe just action is just going about your day, you know, going about your daily activities. But the right action is, let's say you want to manifest that car, right? The right action would be to go to the car dealership. Because if you go to the car dealership, you may meet somebody there that may have a connection that may be able to help you get that car, right? Me personally, like I said earlier, I'm manifesting 1,000 subscribers. And so what I'm doing is not only am I posting on TikTok, but I'm also in different Facebook groups. I'm also visualizing, aligning with that frequency, which I actually manifested this situation we have going on here.
Exactly. So
when you get in alignment.
Which is interesting because it came not from you. It came from someone on our Telegram group chat that reposted your show.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when you get in vibrational alignment, naturally things will start to fall in place, things that you were not expecting, right? And so the law of attraction is a complex idea that it's not complex. People make it complex, but when you water it down to its most simplest form, it's pretty simple. It's just about being patient, right? Because a lot of people get bored. Oh, it's not coming. It's not coming. It's not coming. I'm either going to move on to the next thing I want to manifest, or I'm just going to forget about it.
And they lose the vibration.
Yeah.
Vibration, yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if you just think of the word, the law of attraction, the law of attraction.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was, I don't know if you guys know who Master Sri Akarsana is. His last name is Eric Cole, but he changed his name.
I'm watching the.
Is that the one guy? Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's really great. Yeah. He says that all the time, right? Mm-hmm. The law of attraction, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the piece that.
That's where you stole that from?
No, I didn't catch it from there. I just wrote it down and I was looking at it. Anything,
right? Yeah, right, right.
That tapestry behind you, if you don't mind, what is the meaning of that? What is it, number one? And what is the meaning of it? What does it symbolize?
So I haven't really went into in-depth research, but this is the Holy Trinity. And so it's funny because I got this on my wall when I first started my YouTube channel. And I just got it because I knew that I was going to be speaking about different spiritual topics. And I'm like, oh, I need a tapestry or something like that. But I did a little bit of research, and this is the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. And I kind of interpret it in a different way, mind, body, spirit, because I believe, you know, nothing has meaning until we give it to it, until we give meaning to it. But if most people look at it, they'll see it as the Holy Trinity.
Okay. All right. Right on. Cool. So my brother, go ahead.
What's your family think about your newfound spirituality or the path that you're taking?
So my mom loves it. My mom loves it because she was actually, we're a spiritual family. I'll just say that we're a spiritual family, which is really great because you don't have to deal with people telling you what not to do, what not to talk about, and and stuff like that. And you can actually talk about these ideas in the household. So my mom, she definitely loves it. I've actually stolen a couple books from her about spirituality and like numerology and stuff like that. Everybody else I don't really talk to. My dad, he enjoys it because he sees that I'm actually doing something with it. So yeah, they like it.
That's awesome. Great, man. Good for you. We're getting down the close of the show here, brother. Any last minute words that you'd like to share with our audience before you love and leave us?
What I want to say to anybody who's watching is wherever you're at on your spiritual journey or just in life general, ask for guidance. Because I believe when you don't ask, you don't receive, right? Ask and you shall receive. So wherever you're at on your path, even if you don't necessarily want something, when you ask for guidance, you allow for that higher power to guide you down the best path for your life at this moment. And so it's kind of unorthodox, but ask for guidance wherever you're at on your life path, on your spiritual path, growth path, wherever you may be, ask for guidance from whatever higher power you may believe in, whether it's God, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, whoever you may believe in. Ask for guidance, surrender, and be guided.
Right on, brother. Well said. Hey, everybody. So that is Keith Mack. Man, it was very nice to meet you. And I'd like to ask everybody to take a moment to go to his channel and hit the subscribe button, because I think it'd be really good for us to see more of him. And, you know, because I think you're definitely tapped in, my good friend. So much love
thank
to you.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, you got it.
So our pleasure.
Thank you everybody for having us in your home today. We hope you got value out of this and enjoyed it as much as we did. So we'll see you next time. Okay.
Thank you for tuning in, and remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.